The real test of a man is not when he plays the role that he wants for himself, but when he plays the role destiny has for him. Vaclav Havel. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, "Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in the last days." Genesis 49:1. The Last Days by Joel C. Rosenberg. Chapter 1. "You really want me to kill him?" The question hung in the air for a moment, and neither said another word. The flames crackled in the fireplace of the elegant penthouse apartment overlooking central Tehran. Light rain fell on the clay balcony tiles. Bitter December winds howled outside, rustling trees and rattling windows. Thunder rumbled in the distance, and the room and the sky grew dark. Mohammed Jibril looked out over the teeming city of his youth as the haunting call to prayer echoed across the rooftops. He knew he should not feel so tired, but he did. Tired of sleeping in different beds, different houses, different cities. Tired of constantly watching his back and that of Yuri Gogolov, the man sitting in the shadows behind him, puffing casually on one of his beloved Cuban cigars. Jibril considered his options. There weren't many. "You understand, of course," Jibril continued, "that you will be unleashing a war that could escalate beyond our control, beyond anyone's control?" A silent, unnerving pause. "And you're ready for this war?" Jibril asked, perhaps too bluntly. Instantly regretting the question, he could feel a chill descend upon the room. Gogolov sat motionless in an overstuffed velvet chair. He looked out at the mountains and the minarets and the twinkling lights of the ancient Iranian capital. He drew long and hard on the cohiba, and the cigar glowed in the shadows.